Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Myself.
Okay.
Me.
Brooke's got the shot collar.
Myself and I.
While she's putting that on, Jeff, please read Brooke the shot collar question of the day.
About 30% of Americans admit that they've cheated on their partner during a relationship. And a new survey asked people who've cheated where they met the person that they cheated with. The top two places was at work and online. Name the other three that round out the top five.
Oh, man.
The other three. God, I hate you. A lot of threes. And it doesn't have to be in any correct order?
Correct.
Okay, so your mom's house.
Burn.
All right, so we got to say a bar, right? It has to be on that list.
Yeah, I mean, of course, drinks, you're loosening up.
But it's interesting because I can't think of anywhere else because he said work and what was the other one?
Online.
Which are the most obvious.
Right, because online you're searching. At work, it just happens.
Okay.
Maybe because you guys have been flirting for a while.
Not to call you guys out, but I believe both of you have cheated at least once in your life. Where did you meet the people that you...
When I was drunk.
At a bar?
Yeah.
Or was it a party? Like, was it a house party? Because that could be an answer,
no,
I think.
No, it was a bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm both parties, bars. Just walking
like
down the street.
Yeah. Walking down the street.
Hey, you over there.
Yeah.
Jubal's like the soup kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good place. That's a really good place.
Okay, so another one. What about airplanes? I mean, isn't that kind of like the story?
You meet somebody on an airplane or on vacation? Traveling, business trips. But that would that be work? I don't know.
Yeah, well, how would you answer that? Because that actually is a good answer. Like a trip?
Like on vacation. You could meet someone on vacation.
Totally.
Okay, so I'm going on vacation at a bar. I mean, separately.
Yeah.
I mean, you may be at a bar on vacation, but you know what I'm saying. What about like a fitness class? Like, because everybody, you always hear like, oh, they're sleeping with their personal trainer.
And gyms are always like, I see this girl every day. I see this guy every day, same routine. So you can actually like.
I like gym.
Gym is good.
I like gym better than vacation even maybe. Then I was just dawned on me, what about if it's in your house because it's your own nanny? Okay.
No.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm getting out of control.
Stop projecting your own problems. It's okay. Michael's not doing anything, I don't think.
Okay, we're going to do bar, we're going to do on vacation, and we're going to do at the gym.
A new survey asked cheaters how they met the person that they've cheated with. The top two most common answers by far were at work and online. And I asked you to name the other three that made the top five. Third is when you're traveling out of town.
Nice vacation.
Yes.
Fourth is when you're at the gym.
Yes.
Oh!
And the fifth most common place that people have met the people they cheated with is when they're at a wedding.
No!
No!
Weddings.
Don't you go to weddings with your significant other?
Single people go to weddings, bro.
Yeah, but if you're single, you're not cheating on anybody.
And you don't always go with your significant
other. But I'm saying the single people will cheat on, will help you cheat.
Will be the one you cheat with.
All right, you got it wrong.
It's not a single people's problem.
And somebody wanted to hear the Friends theme song, so you sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, you love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. Woo!
Sounds like you got excited about that.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody in studio clapping that clap at the same time, I'm leaving the show today. All right, anything you missed on the show, you can find it online. Today's show was produced by Steve, sliding in your DMs, Boyd, and Jeff, your DMs, DeBo. Have a good one. We'll see you later.